It's going down, whether you like it or not. This is the new earth. That means the old earth and the old paradigm no longer exists. So ask yourself, where are you at? Where are you at with all of this? Are you calibrating to this new earth frequency? Are you rising above the third dimensional duality and the traumas and conflicts that are keeping us trapped in that lower vibration? Or are you succumbing to them, right? You know what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about the tests, right? Those challenges in your life, those things that you would call obstacles. Are you actually coming at them with grace and an opportunity to upgrade your energy? Or are you letting it just get the best of you? That's really what it comes down to. Honestly, the perception of where you are at in the journey. And trust me, from my perspective, there's no judgment, nothing but love coming from me, all right? I want you to understand that there is so many layers to this, right? The onion is probably my favorite analogy, right? Think about the layers to that onion. The outside of the skin is the tough shell, right? And then the inside is the juiciness that we all have as that spirit soul. Now, where is your life, right? Does it feel juicy? Does it feel exciting? Does it feel like those karmic seeds are being burned out and you're actually making what we would call progress, what feels like progress? Or is it this, oh, victim mentality, churn and burn, what's happening? Why is this happening? Oh, this and that, blaming government, blaming this, blaming that, right? There is no blaming. It's all you. It's all a creation. It's all meant to be, and it's all perfect. When are you going to start understanding that this golden thread, this cosmic thing that we're all a part of, has to be coming just that? It's a togetherness. That's what yoga is. It's a union. The word itself, yoga, literally means union. And I'm not talking about just yoga poses and stretching, okay? I'm talking about the union of the mind, body, soul, spirit, all of these things. The brother, the sister, right? The grocery store clerk, the gas station, the person who you roll up to in traffic and see next to, that's your family. You see, that's you. When are we going to start treating each other like that? I've witnessed miracles coming from that place of love, coming from that place of compassion, coming from that place of the soul, right? We got to really dig deep right now because our modern age does not allow you to perform from the soul. You see, to act from the soul requires mad authenticity, courage, willpower, determination, right? In our modern society, those are not values. They don't value those things. They want you sick. They want you tired. They want you enslaved, right? And that sheep mentality is out there right now more than ever. And trust me, this is not a judgment. This is not about us versus them. This is about really honing in to the truth and experiencing your truth, not mine. I want you to go deep and tap into your higher self, experience and live your truth and have the most authentic life, right? Authenticity above all else. Because if you're waking up every day and you're experiencing your truth, you're living your truth, you're speaking your truth, you're existing in your truth, then nothing else matters. Yes, people are going to get triggered by you. Yes, your family members might judge you. Yes, your coworkers might look at you like, what just happened? What did he eat this morning? What did she have for breakfast? What is she talking about? Right? Don't let that get to you. Don't let that derail your journey. Don't let that shift you into a timeline that isn't going to serve the highest good of all. Really, that's what it comes down to. As we're navigating this, remember, it's only 2022. You've heard me say it before. The 4 years from 2020 to 2024, the veil is being lifted, right? So those layers in between the dimensions, what we can experience as consciousness, what we can experience in this 3D reality is changing. In fact, change is the only constant. Change is the only thing we can depend on. Don't put your eggs in any other basket and definitely don't count your chickens before they hatch, right? There is so many unknowns. And have you found yourself in that place yet? Maybe it was 2020. Maybe it was COVID. Maybe it was all these things. Who cares? At the end of the day, it happened, right? Because it needed to happen, right? And now you find yourself in that unknown. Now you find yourself in that really uncomfortable place. And guess what? You have to trust. Doesn't matter whether you're going through a relationship, right? Doesn't matter whether you're upgrading your business, going for that new job, upgrading your energy, starting your passion, right? Instead of enslaving yourself in that victim mentality, right? You have to go for it. You have to trust your guides, trust the angels, trust the multiverse, trust all the opportunities that are going to be presented to you, and just say yes. Because you, the lower self, the ego, is the only one blocking that opportunity, is the only one that's actually in the way right now. And I know we can get riled up about what's happening in the news or what's trending on social media. Again, these are all distractions. These are all limiting us from experiencing the bliss and the consciousness that is already within you. There's no need to even seek anywhere else but right here. Put your hands on your heart. You feel that heartbeat? You feel your breath? Try to stop your heartbeat right now. Try to stop breathing. Try to stop your digestion. Try to stop your eyes from blinking, right? There is a force. There is an energy that is greater than you and I that literally powers us. Now, are you really doing the work? No, you're tapping into this greater source, to this higher consciousness, and it's right here. You can feel it. So if you feel lost right now, or if you feel that something's in your way, blocking you, just put your hands right here on your chest, right here on the heart chakra. Feel the energy, right? Now know that everything is perfect. And yes, there are going to be more darker days ahead. Yes, there are going to be events that are triggering you. Yes, you are going to trigger other people. It's going to happen. I guarantee it. In fact, don't you want to challenge yourself and live on that edge and really grow and expand your consciousness? Don't you really want to go for it this round? That samsara, that cycle of birth and death, isn't that getting exhausting? Doesn't it just sound overwhelming to grow up another baby body and to do it all over again? No, you have it right now. You have the opportunity right now. You listening, you watching to this video, listening to the words in the podcast, listening here and in this moment, you are ready. If you've been seeking validation, if you've been searching for some sort of sign, let this be it. You are ready for the next level in the game. Now remember that you, the lower self, the mind, which is not truly you, right? You are the spirit soul. You are the infinite cup. You are that thing that is beyond the body. Now, don't get caught, you see? And if you do get caught, love yourself when you get caught, you see? Because the awareness is always there. If you're just stuck in it all the time, right? You would be overwhelmed 24/7. No, you have the awareness that you're stuck. Therefore, you can get unstuck. That's how this works. So keep going and know that there is a mystical force. Know that there are people, beings, celestial beings, angels, guides, all these mysterious forces working in your favor. And you are loved. Until next time, guys. Don't forget to get on the Backstage app to join us through a way that is around social media. It's awesome. Check it out. The link is right here in the description of the video, or just go over to theinfinitecup.com. All right. Head over to Signal. Head over to Patreon. You can join us on the Signal app, Telegram. All of these things are available, right? I would love to see you guys outside of social media so we can really connect and get down. All right. Until next time, infinite love, infinite peace. I'm out.